Welcome back to Morning Ireland. Darren Frehill is here now with the sports news.
Yeah, good morning, Darren. And we'll begin with rugby. Big week, of course. The Guinness Six Nations taking place at the weekend. And the news on Sam Prendergast is that he will be fit to face England. Well, that's the hope at the very least. He is carrying a dead leg, his leg heavily strapped at training this week in Portugal. The squad are there for their training camp. The starting 15 for the game will be announced tomorrow when the group return home. We'll hear from the Irish camp later in the programme. There's a full programme of games tonight in the Champions League. It's the final round of the league format, and that all the games will take place from 8 o'clock onwards. The top 8 automatically progress to the last 16, and they'll await the winners of the playoff ties featuring clubs 9th to 24th. So top of that table are Liverpool. They've already qualified. They travel to PSV Eindhoven. Third place Arsenal are away to Girona. Not guaranteed a top 8 place just yet. Manchester City currently 25th of the 36 teams, and they must try and win tonight against Bruges to have any chance of progressing. That game live on RT2 this evening. And then ninth place Aston Villa host Celtic in 18th. What an occasion this is going to be. Just a point between them though. Both sides have secured top 24 places. Celtic's manager Brendan Rodgers has confirmed that Kieran Tierney has agreed a new pre-contract move back to the club from Arsenal. The deal will happen this summer, but Celtic would like to complete that deal before the transfer window finishes next week if possible. There's lots of speculation as well about the future of two Irish internationals. Brighton's Evan Ferguson being linked with the move to West Ham, while the Italian side Udinese are also interested in taking Gavin Bazunu on loan from Southampton. Meath's Division 2 football meeting with Cavan in the Allianz League will go ahead as planned on Sunday, despite significant damage to the scoreboard in Navan. Now, the structure has actually been ripped from its foundations. The area at the Navan O'Mahony end of the ground has been secured, and a mobile scoreboard will be used at the weekend. It's a massive game for both counties because they both lost their opening fixtures last weekend, and another defeat might see them battling against relegation. Finally, for now, UCD have qualified for the semi-finals of the Electric Ireland Sigerson Cup after a comfortable win against MTU Kerry yesterday. TU Dublin got the better of UL.